Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim. We are holding in Klal Lamedalad Simen Vav. We left off with the question, the situation of starting a meal within the half hour. How does that play out vis-a-vis early Shabbos? So the truth is, the Chayyadim discusses this question in Klal Ches. We have not finished Klal Vav in regards to the issue of learning before Ma'ariv. Which we will see, and then the beginning of Klal Ches deals with the idea of davening Ma'ariv early, before this man, etc. But I would like to skip to the middle of Klal Ches. So in Klal Ches, first he deals with the idea of davening Ma'ariv early. How early can you go? What about the Tarti Desashri Yisru? And he points out that Mekomakam, so that's the third line in the version of Chayyadim which we're using. It's going to be like at the bottom of the page. But the fact that you're davening Ma'ariv early for early Shabbos does not change the law, for the Kriyashma has to be said at nighttime after Sezuk HaKavim correctly. So now, what happens when it comes to the meal? So a person should try and start the Suda early enough that you're starting the Suda before half an hour before Seisuk HaKavim. So let's say, if you calculate Seisuk HaKavim is 72 minutes, and Shkia is 6 o'clock, so Seisuk HaKavim is 7:12. So you should try and start the meal before a half an hour before that, which would be 6:42. So they daven Mincha 20 minutes before Shkia, and they daven Ma'ariv, the Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv, and you finish Ma'ariv about 6:30. Mincha, Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv, about 50 minutes. You start 20 minutes before Shkia, and now it's about 6:30. So you should preferably start your meal before 6:42, because you should start your meal before half an hour before Seisuk HaKavim. Let's say davening took a little bit longer, or you don't calculate Seisuk HaKavim in 72 minutes, you calculate Seisuk HaKavim based on an earlier calculation. That's what you use for Motzei Shabbos, that's what you use for when we go into the mikvah. We use that calculation of an earlier time. So you can't say, well, it comes in Friday night. Well, you know, Dorma Shema, because I hold like the latest Shita. It's not time for Shema until another hour from now, you know. That's true that there's such a Shita, but you don't follow that Shita. You normally calculate Seisuk HaKavim as 50 minutes. So it's half an hour before, it's 20 minutes after Shkia, you're going to come home. And that in such a scenario, a person davens Mincha, davens Kol Shabbos Amarav, he comes home, it's ready. It's not Seisuk HaKavim yet, but it's within that half hour. Now, if it's Seisuk HaKavim, the answer is very simple. Say Shema, then eat the Suda. Because I can say, but if you're in between, can't say Shema yet, it's early. Can't start to eat because it's half an hour before it's Seisuk HaKavim. So Chayyadim continues and he says, "Mekomakam im toyev lecho." If a person is very hungry and he desires to eat, so here we're going to say a leniency that a person is going to be allowed to start the meal during that half hour period. So how can that be? You can start the meal during a half hour period. There's an isser mirabanan, chazar masaka, you can't start a meal within a half hour. It says kima shekar kara kriya shema iman sibur, because you already said shema once. But you have to read it again, because that's you're not really yotze with that Shema. But since there is one opinion which says that you could yotze with that Shema, the earlier Shema, so according to one opinion, you already said Shema. So according to you already said Shema, you're going to rely on that opinion to start to eat without waiting. Because since you have one sheet that you're ready, you're allowed to start, the Issur D'Rabbanan is off, and you're allowed to start eating. And once you start to eat the meal, if it's called that you started the meal beheter, so then you're not mechuyev to interrupt to say Shema. You wait till the end of the meal, you say Shema afterwards. Okay, now the Chayyadim gets involved in the Tarti Desashri of davening Mincha early. That's not our issue for now. So let's just clarify this point. So a person davens early Shabbos in the summertime, where he's getting home and it's still, the sun has not set yet, or the sun has just set, and there's more than a half an hour until Seisa Kachavim. So he should start the meal right away. He shouldn't stand around the Shmuz. This way, avoid getting involved in this issue of starting the meal early. He davens Marav by one of the later early minyanim, and he comes home, it's ready after Shkia, and maybe 15-20 minutes after Shkia, you're within this half hour period. So the Chayonim would like you to wait, unless you're very hungry. You're Toyev Lechel, you're hungry. If you come home, it's ready after Seisa Chachavim, a person should definitely read Shema before he starts the meal. Because there's a very good argument that it's not mutter to eat the meal once his man Shema ready. So you should read Shema first. In a case where a person was Toyev Lechel and he started to eat, relying on the opinion that he was Yotzei Shema already. Now, the vast majority of Rishonim hold you're not Yotzei Shema when you read that Shema before Seisa Chachavim. So we're just being lenient in regards to this Issa D'Rabbanan. We're going to allow you to start. But theoretically, once in that situation, the Zman for Kriya Shema comes, we should argue, according to many Shitas, you really were also to start. And as a mitzvah D'Raisa, you're Mechuyiv to interrupt and say Shema. So Chayyarim is Mekel and said you can wait till after the meal to read. So other person disagree and say, no, the person in that situation should interrupt the meal and say Shema. There is a leniency of the Taz, who says people who daven Maariv early the whole year, and they always repeat Shema, they're used to always repeating Shema later on before they go to bed, so they're allowed to rely on reading Kriya Shema Alamita. Otherwise, a person should not rely on that, because even though you read it, and you read all three parashiyos, usually you don't necessarily have kavana to be yotzei. So nowadays, it's very uncommon that people do that, so that would not be a reliable solution for most people. And we're pointing out that the person should try not to get himself into that situation. So he comes home and he realizes that he really has a few moments now. He should try and take advantage of those few moments and not get involved in the situation. Have a good day.